Great morning, good people. This is your girl, CL Suz. I pray blessings be upon you wherever you may be around the globe. Great morning, great evening, great night to you wherever you may be. This is another day. This is another opportunity to give God glory, to give him praise, to give him honor. I'm coming to you on today from the Mental and Love Notes 101. Whether you are listening through the podcast or you're listening through YouTube, just know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we have decided to rejoice and be glad in it. This is a new month, a new beginning. This is the ninth month, and I truly believe in this time and this season that God is getting ready to do some magnificent things. He's getting ready to open some doors. He's getting ready to close some doors, divine closure, because some of us need some divine closure. Some doors have been open way too long. You still going through the same thing over month after month, year after year, and nothing is even progressing. I can understand staying in a door where you see some progression, but there is no progression and you are still there. You have to ask your question, did God put me here or did I put myself here? And finally, you will understand that and know the question that you just asked, and you will also understand the answer. Because God didn't put us in a lot of things and a lot of situations. And a lot of situations are still going on because we put ourselves in there. We are going through battles that we didn't even have to go through if we would have just took heed to the assignment of the Lord. But because we didn't take heed to the assignment of the Lord, we took heed of the assignment of the flesh. And we have to understand that all things is not of God. He said, "What he joined together, let no man put asunder." He said that we cannot even be unequally yoked. He even tells us these things. Some of us are in entanglement situation. It ain't always got to be in a relationship. Some of it is in partnership. Some of it is in fellowship. Who are you talking to and conversing with that is bringing you down and not speaking about the same God that you're speaking about? Who are you conversing with that is speaking contrary to what you believe in, your values and your morals? It's time to close the door. It's time to shut the door. Divine closure is what you need. Even as I began to tell the subscribers on my website, I began to tell them that this is a season that God is telling us to pass over. It's time for us to pass over some stuff. It's time to get out of some stuff. God is in a season of exposure. He's in a season of revealing. He's in a season of vindicating, because even those that have done us wrong, even those who have and that we have done nothing to and we have showed nothing but love and they have continued to do us wrong, God said, "I'm getting ready to vindicate. Don't you touch him. Vengeance is mine." He get glory and honor out of him taking care of the situation. So we put the situation in his hand for him to take care of. And I know the Father and the sovereign Father that I serve, he's going to take care of will. So I've learned to let people say what you want to say, do what you want to do. I'm going to do what he told me to do, and I'm going to pray for you. I used to even say this saying right here. I used to say, "No, I'm going to send it back to the sender." That ain't what the scripture said. He said, "Bless those despiteful you and say all manner of evil against you. Bless those who try to abuse it. Bless them." My job is to pray for them. And trust me and believe me, I don't pray for everybody. And I know that's a cliche thing. Some people say, "Well, you're not supposed to do." I don't pray for everybody. I don't know what you entangle with. I don't know what you have to come in line with. I don't even know what you have come in agreement with. And if you open a portal to the enemy, I don't want to be a part of it. We have to know, did God tell you to pray for him? Did God say intercede for him? We think we are, just because we Holy Ghost filled and born baptized, we think we're supposed to just pray for everybody. Did God give you the assignment to pray for them? What did God tell you about the matter? As I was beginning to get up this morning, I just began to just seek God's face about what I need to talk about on today, because I never want to talk about me. I always want to talk about what God has and what God wants to do and say in this very moment, in this time. And the book that I was taken to was Joel 2:2. Or Joel chapter 2, starting at verse 12. It said, "Now therefore, say the Lord, turn to me with all your heart," not some of your heart, not part of your heart, but all your heart, "with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. I even begin to share with the subscribers that in this month, I want everybody to come in agreement and come aboard and touch it and agree that we fast and pray together for 21 days. Fast and pray for business. Fast and pray for families. Fast and pray for, you know, things that God is calling us to press for this nation. Not all things, but some of these things, some of the main components that we need to seek God's face on. God, what do you want me to pray regarding the nation? What do you want me to pray regarding the business? What do you want me to pray in regards to families? What do you want me to pray in regards to finances? What do you want me to pray in regards to employment? Because that is what we need to ask the Father. Not just randomly out here praying and wasting energy and air. No, what do you have me to pray for? What is in the situation that you want to get the glory out of? So even the scripture just getting ready to tell us, just said, turn to me with all your heart, not some of it, because some of us are not giving God 100%. He don't want 50. He don't even want 90. He want all of it. With fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. See, a lot of time we want to tear our garments as they did in the New Testament. And sometimes we want to just tear our garments. God said, no, tear your heart. Let me cultivate your heart. Because if your heart is right, everything else will fall in place. Return to the Lord your God. And that's almost also an act of repentance. Don't rend your clothing, but rend your heart. Turn your heart back to me. Repent, or whatever it is. Because a lot of times we don't think we did anything wrong. But just to stay in good standards with God, repent. For he is gracious and merciful. God, who is sovereign, is slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. See, even in the book of Exodus, he told Moses, he said, I'm going to consume these people who now taking a molten image and you worship a molten image. I'm going to consume them. Because he was very wroth with them. What wroth is just mean angry. God was very angry because you now trying to serve a molten image, a graven image that I didn't even tell you to even create. I'm going to destroy him. But he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him. Even the children of Israel, out of all they were doing, and all they were doing against the Lord. The Bible said, because I know a lot of time we hear people say that God ain't going to bless no mess. But the Bible said that God even began to take them to a land with flowing with milk and honey. He began to bless them even in their hard-headedness and stiff neck. He still was able to bless them. But then he said, "Let they go that I don't consume them." So even in the midst of you doing wrong, repent. So God won't have no reason to consume you. Or even think about consuming you. A grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber. And the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nation should rule over them. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? We know that God is there, but sometimes we can allow ourselves and the things that we're doing and the things that we are attached to cause us to not be in so that intimate place with God. So when people see that, they ask the question, where is your God? It's not the fact that God is not there. The thing is, and don't question me about where my God is. Sometimes the question needs to be to the individual. What have you caused to feel like you are separated from your God? Then the Lord will be zealous for his land when we do according to what we're supposed to do and pity his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil. not just any wine, but new wine. And you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nation, but I will remove far from you the northern army and will drive him away into a barren and desolate land. We talked about that last night in Bible study. Are you barren or are you bearing? Are you B-A-R-R-E-N or are you B-E-A-R-I-N-G? Because a lot of times people are not bearing the fruit of God and the spirit of, what it say, spirit of the fruit of the spirit. Some people are bearing the fruit of the flesh. And that is why they are B-A-R-R-E-N. They are barren. You got a tree, and the tree may have leaves on it, but there's no fruit. There's nothing producing. There's nothing godly being seen on the tree. So are you bearing fruit of the spirit or are you bearing fruit of the flesh? With his face toward the eastern sea and his back towards the western sea, his stench will come up and his foul odor will rise because he has done monstrous things. 21 said, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Not man had done marvelous things, but the Lord have done marvelous things. Do not be afraid. And many times when God's getting ready to do something magnificent in the life of his people, even when God is getting ready to send us on a journey, even when God is telling us something that we are, because a lot of times people are fearful of the unknown. But when we get ready to do something great for the Lord, he always begin to let us know, fear not. Do not be afraid. You beast of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears it fruit. Because God knows them by the fruit they bear. God knows. He tell us to know them by the fruit they bear. God knows the tree, which is the trees that are producing. God knows the trees that are able to allow somebody else to be fed off that tree. The Bible said it itself right here in Joel 2. And the tree bears its fruit. Whatever fruit you've given off. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. Well, 1 Thessalonians tells us that rejoice in all things and be glad. For he has given you the former rain faithfully. For he has given you the former rain, not just any kind of rain, but it said faithfully. And he will cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat. This let me know there's a land of refreshing. There's a time of refreshing getting ready to come upon the people. And you don't have to worry about what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. God said, I'm going to take care of those who are really mine. Because he is the faithful father. Good father. And he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you, Carlisha. I will restore to you, CL says. I will restore to you, put your name there, the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you. See, a lot of times people want to blame the enemy for certain things, but this right here just begin to tell us that all things are not the enemy. Some things are God. And something that God is doing, that he's showing us, that I got to get some glory out of your life. I got to get some strength. I got to build some character. I got to continue to develop you. So I got to send you this great army. Yeah, it looks like they're eating away everything, but God said, no, what looks like is being eaten away. I'm the same one that can restore it. Listen to this. He said, the great army that I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. That's a promise.
You, Carlicia, you, CL Suss, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people, not the people, not some people, not few people, not the all people, it said my people shall never be put to shame. I don't care what they said, when they said it, how they said it. God said, you will never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God. Even in Exodus, when they were going through all that turmoil with Pharaoh, and they were going through all that turmoil in the wilderness, God kept saying over and over and over again, I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. You have to know whose you are. And he said, there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. He said that again. My people. Even what looks like you've been embarrassed and shameful. And he said, you will get double for your trouble. You will get double for every shame. You will get double. So thank God for your double. Thank God for restoring. Thank God for replenishing. Thank God for refreshing. Because he's getting ready to do it in this season now. This season right now that we are just entering in, God is getting ready to do. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, God knows in heaven. I said, one dilemma after the next dilemma, my vehicle started messing up. Then after my vehicle messed up, my washing machine clunked out on me. After my washing machine, I started dealing with this situation, that situation. I mean, one thing after the next. And for a moment, I was like, God, I don't even know what to do. He said, just continue to praise me. Just continue to rejoice. Just continue to give me glory. Just continue to give me praise, because I'm getting ready to do some stuff. I'm getting ready to turn it around. I'm getting ready to do some divine closures. I'm getting ready to do some divine manifestations. I'm getting ready to do some divine things that you didn't even see coming, but you know it's coming, because your spirit lets you know the very deep things of God. And another thing that I love, that when God begins to let us know, is this very sentence right here in 28, this very verse. It said, and it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Make that declaration. It has come to pass. Whatever you have been asking God for, just know it has come to pass. Sometimes God got to put us in the right position, in the right posture to receive it. 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. That's the same thing the book of Acts tells us. Even around the time of the infilling of the day of Pentecost, this is the same thing. He said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters. I don't care what that son may be doing. I don't care what that daughter may be doing. It may not look holy. It may not sound holy. But God said, eventually, it's going to be what I call it to be. They're going to prophesy. Because if they are in the ark of your hand and you done broke the generation curse, you done spoke the blessings of the Lord to be upon them, they have to prophesy. That's the promise of God, that your seed and your seed seed will glorify God. He said that what Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He said, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Put your children's name there. Decree and declare that over your children. My sons, Shaquan and Dorian and Landon. My daughters, Shadesha and Destiny. They shall begin to do according to what the word of God told them they shall do. Your men shall see visions. Young men shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams. And also on my manservants and my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. God said, I will. Not, you don't have to do it. Your job is simple. All you got to do is praise me. All you got to do is rejoice. All you got to do is glorify me. All you got to do is worship me. All you got to do is give me alms. Surrender all to me. He said, because I'm getting ready to do this, I'm going to show you wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of the smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass. There it go again. And it shall come to pass that whosoever whosoever shall do whatsoever, whosoever shall call upon my name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't take a whole lot. All you got to do is call upon his name. Call upon his name. He's waiting for you. For the Mount Zion in Jerusalem, there shall be deliverance. That's another promise. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, wherever you find yourself at, there shall be deliverance. As the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. There it go again. That remnant. The chosen people. That royal priest. The ones that God has called and sanctified. The one that God has called and set apart. The one that God has called to abide in him and he abide in them. He said, and the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. See, the Lord didn't call everybody. That's why we have to understand. And a lot of times people get upset and mad. Oh, you know, the body of Christ is acting this way. And the body of Christ can't seem to get along. The body of Christ is so much discord. The body of Christ. But then the Bible said there's a remnant. There's a body of Christ and then a body of people. And every people is not a remnant of the Lord. Every people is not a remnant of the body of Christ. You're just a body in the church. But you're not the body of Christ. Know the difference. God is getting ready to do something magnificent. Magnificent for his people. The remnant whom he called. He said, I will cause deliverance. There shall. And it didn't say should be or could be. He said, there shall be. It kind of remind me of the song, there shall be glory after this. There shall be glory after this. God said, just sit right there and said, there shall be deliverance. I don't care what the situation look like. I don't care what the situation may sound like. I don't even care what kind of pain you feel like you're in and you don't seem like there's no way out. God said, there's a way of escape. I'm getting ready to deliver you, but you got to be willing to come. In the midst of God delivering his people, you got to be willing to move your feet. You got to be able to move. When he opened that door, you got to be able to go. You got to be able to do. You got to be able to move. There's no need for procrastination. There's no need for slothfulness. There's no need for delaying. There's no need for something when God said, I done opened the door for you to remove yourself from the situation and you still there. You hold your own self captive. But God said, there shall be deliverance. There shall be deliverance. I decree and declare that even over our lives right now on this line, wherever you may be listening from, whenever you may be listening, there shall be deliverance in the name of Jesus in this month of September. There shall be deliverance in the name of Jesus. I felt that right there. There shall be deliverance in the name of Jesus. I don't care what the situation may look like. I don't care how the situation might have come upon you. I don't care. It does not matter. I don't like to use it. I don't care. But it does not matter what may have come in the sense of it had coming. But there shall be deliverance for God's remnant. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your seed and your seed, your unborn seed, there shall be deliverance. In the name of Jesus. I thank God that even in this new month of September, the ninth month, which means to me, God, you are still on the government throne. You are still controlling the narrative. You are still doing what you do best. You are still putting things in divine order. Father, I thank you now for the people that are listening on this line. God, I thank you that even as your word has said, it shall come to pass. God, you're going to give us not only the former rain, but the latter rain as well. God, I thank you for the rain, God, that's coming now in the name of Jesus. God, spiritual rain, let it fall on your people now. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for the rain to get up and do. Be productive in the kingdom of heaven. Whatever God had asked you to do, whenever God had asked you to do it, walk in the assignment, walk in the call, walk in the office that God has called and ordained you. It's no more staying behind the closed doors. It's no more staying in behind the closed walls. It's no more staying in captivity of your own doing. But when God opened the door, I thank you, God, for allowing them the strength and the fortitude to press forward in the name of Jesus. Even as Paul said, forgetting those things which is behind me, but I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Jesus Christ. God, I thank you that you even tell us in your word, there shall be deliverance. Woo, papa and tickle. There shall be deliverance. God, I thank you for deliverance befalling your people now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you even as those who are coming in agreement to pray and fast and seek your face, God, that you give them the strength to do so. Holy Spirit, we trust you and we yield all things to you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for taking over, doing what you do best, not by power, nor by might, but by your spirit, God, thus says the Lord. Father, I thank you that in this time and this season, you're going to have testimony after testimony. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, because you told us in your word we shall overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. God, I thank you for what you're doing for your people, those who've been faithful, those who've been true, those who have done everything that you told them to do. God, I thank you for raining down on your people now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you all have a safe and a blessed Labor Day weekend. Continue to meditate on the things of the Lord and seek his face on all things. Have a blessed and a beautiful day, and may the blessings of the Lord continue to enrich you in Jesus' name. All right, this is your girl, CL Suss.